Joy Chadwell has released a new CD called Nothing Separates Me. Thanks for coming in, Joy.
Thanks for having me today.
According to your website, it's contemporary Christian music with blues, rock and roll, and even bluegrass mixed in. And your CD release party was in February with the band Bluegrass Experiment. Sounds like a real mix of genres.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a musical mutt. So I enjoy music from many different genres, from big band to even some jazz. I've known to be able to listen to almost everything, at least at some point in time. I figure music is such a wonderful thing. Why be constrained to one simple mainline stream when you can dabble in everything?
So you're a vocalist.
Yeah, I'm primarily a vocalist. I taught myself to play piano, and I'm learning guitar currently, and started songwriting about 15 years ago. I've been songwriting ever since then.
And what was the process to get this CD done?
This process was really watching God's hand at work, because when I had originally had been with another group that was called Grains of Truth, that group kind of fell apart. God had his reasons for it. When it came apart, I kept saying, okay, what do you want me to do with this? And basically what came out of it was a period of silence and preparation. About 2 years ago, my pastor gave a sermon about things that you need to let go. And that was one of the things I needed to let go, was the demise of that group, for him to be able to move on in my life. So literally I walked into my house right after that sermon, pulled out a newspaper, and in drops into my lap an audition for a local talent search. I was like, okay, well, maybe this is what you're talking to me about. I went to that audition, and they said, hey, we want you to come down to our big convention in Orlando. That is where I met Tate Music Group's folks, and they are wonderful people. They kind of took me by the hand and walked me through the process, and I'm very grateful because I would have been completely lost.
I was reading about the Tate Music Group, and they're a different kind of record company. You have more control over your material.
Yes, they're technically what you call a music publisher. So what they do is they look for people who both sing and songwrite. And then what they do is they offer them a very sweet deal. As music publishers, they want access to new music. So what they do is they say, hey, we'll help you put out that first record. We'll help you get some professional sound behind you. Work in our studios. Your part is that we get to put your music in our database and kind of show it to the world. It works for them because people pay for access for their database. It's really a cool deal for independent artists.
Who are the musicians who worked with you on the CD, and where did you record?
I recorded out in Oklahoma City, and my producer was Houston Green. He did a fabulous job. We did a lot of work via internet. So it was really interesting. This is part of that modern age of music where we don't just go into a studio anymore and sit down for days and days and days. It was only 3 days of studio time because we had done so much work via internet. So when we finally came together, I never got to see a single person besides Houston, my producer. And so it was very interesting that everything kind of came together very quickly.
They're marketing your CD to whom?
It's getting marketed through Amazon, through iTunes, a lot of major distribution. In fact, it's worldwide at this point, in its ability to be picked up in almost any country in the world. So that's a really nice thing to know that I can have that kind of distribution from such a small studio, and it has so much power. It really does talk about the ability of the independent artist now to really be able to make a move in a very big music scene.
Are there different genres of music on the CD?
You're going to find a little bit of stuff. There's some stuff that people say, hey, that sounds like country. And then other people are like, I hear some jazzy bluesy stuff on this. And then there's a couple that people would reference and say, hey, that sounds like straight up rock and roll. And then somebody said, that's got a little funk in it. So it's kind of a little bit of something in there for everyone.
And what's the response been?
The response has been good for a brand new artist. I managed to sell quite a few CDs already. I'm very glad to be able to do that. That recoups costs, of course. But more to me, it's the ministry of it. And the fact that some people have already spoken about how it's ministered to them, that is probably better impact to me than anything else.
Do you have any concerts planned?
Actually, yes, I do. I just spoke with somebody today about a group that's taking a mission trip to Uruguay. It's a group from the UC Baptist Association. They are trying to raise monies to go to Uruguay at the beginning of May. And I'm going to try and help them with a concert on April 26th. That's going to be at Creek Grove Baptist Church. That's actually my home church, but they're lending the facility. I'll lend the talent. And we'll find a few other folks to come in alongside of us, like another Tate artist, Elizabeth Delaney. I'm also playing at the B-Log Cafe. It's a once-a-month type of thing. It's the every Friday at the end of the month, except obviously that 26th of April, I won't be there because I'll be at Creek Road. So we're hoping to move that maybe to the 27th for them.
Sounds like you're going to be busy.
Yeah, yeah. And then even a conference has popped up in this past 2 weeks as well. So a spiritual warfare conference at Eastern Hills Baptist Church.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And much continued success.
Thank you so much.
Joy Chadwell, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You'll find a link to this wonderful singer-songwriter at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.